The mirror reflects, but does not reveal. The soap washes my hands, but does not cleanse. The water rinses, but does not refresh. I don't know who I see in the looking glass anymore. The widened eyes are a foreigner's. My pupils shrink in the fluorescent light. My face is that of someone else. My chest rises and falls in frantic breaths. I can't feel my arms, except for the burns on my wrists. "God damn it!" the stranger says. I observe the reflection clutch his wrists while mine remain firmly clamped to the ceramic rim of the sink. My companion frantically rooted around the rim beyond the glass and grasped the toilet paper, leaving distinct handprints on the wall. Dumbly, the stranger wrapped layer after layer around the cuts on his wrists. After seeing the cuts bleed through the layers, the reflection cursed himself, whipping his head to and fro to find a suitable substitute. My insides burn. Hatred in the color red spreads across my face. I grab the mirror and hurl it into the bathtub. The shattering, while horrifying, soothes the burning in my ears, but not in my face. The mole had been working very hard all the morning, spring cleaning his little home. First with brooms, then with dusters, then on ladders and steps and chairs, with a brush and a pail of whitewash, till he had dust in his throat and eyes and splashes of whitewash all over his black fur and an aching back and weary arms. Spring was moving in the air above and in the earth below and around him, penetrating even his dark and lowly little house with its spirit of divine discontent and longing. It was small wonder, then, that he suddenly flung down his brush on the floor and said, "Bother!" and "Oh, blow!" and also "Hang spring cleaning!" and bolted out of the house without even waiting to put on his coat. Something up above was calling him imperiously, and he made for the steep little tunnel which answered in his case to the gravelled carriage drive owned by animals whose residences are nearer to the sun and air. So he scraped and scratched and scrabbled and scrooged. Then he scrooged again and scrabbled and scratched and scraped, working busily with his little paws and muttering to himself, up we go, till at last, pop, his snout came out into the sunlight, and he found himself rolling in the warm grass of a great meadow. "This is fine," he said to himself. "This is better than whitewashing."